on ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales, welcoming back to the Weekend Show two people we've met before, Lior and Dominey, but working together. They put out a single called Gloria, and they have their EP, Animal in Hiding, right about to come out. The Something New will be the song Honest Mistake. But for joining us on a Sunday morning, Lior, Dominey, welcome back to the Weekend Show.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks so good much, to be Simon. Here.
I want to go back. Lior, take me to, I think, around 2013. You're a judge at a songwriting competition at a music college in Melbourne. What happened?
Yes, a friend of mine is a lecturer there, and he said that they have an annual songwriting competition, and whether I'd come in and do a guest spot while the judges deliberate and decide who the winner is. I get there and I'm watching the contestants, and this beautiful songbird comes out and performs a song that she wrote, and I'm just taken by her voice and her songwriting. And after the event, which she unanimously won, I asked her if she wanted to come and support me on a tour that I was just about to embark in regional Victoria. And hence was the beginning of my musical relationship with Dominey.
Dominey, that must have been a great opportunity, but also it led to a furthering of both singing with Lior and now writing with him as well.
Yeah, totally. That was the big win of the day. I was stoked to win the comp, but that opportunity has just led to so many things for me. And we toured for years across Australia, and then as we went, I started singing some backup harmony vocals for Lior, and we just loved singing together. In the end, we decided to write a song together and try our hand at that, and we wrote Where Will We Be for Lior's last studio album, and then that was the seed of this new project. It was a good day in my life.
It was a great day, but Lior, why do you think it was such a good combination for duets? We did a sonic journey yesterday on duets, and you really see that it has to be both special singers and special songs to make it work.
Yeah, my journey into duet land was a song called I'll Forget You, which I recorded with Sia on my second album. And when Dominey was supporting me, she would also join me in my set and perform that song with me. I very quickly realised that there was this beautiful tonal blend that we had, and a kind of an intuitive knowledge of each other. You realise with some singers, and it's a rare thing, you read each other in real time. They sort of latch on to your phrasing and inflections and they react to that, and it becomes this conversation. And it became very apparent that Dominey and I shared both of those things, both the tonal and the intuitive synergy there. And so we knew that was there. And as Dominey mentioned, it was like, okay, well, let's see if that translates to a togetherness when we write as well. And I was coming up to my solo album, the last solo album, and I said, let's give it a go and see what happens. And the result was a track which I think was better than what we expected it to be. And so we thought, no, I think there's a project in this, not just a song.
Dominey, what's your reminiscent of writing and then performing that song?
Oh, well, to be honest, even though Lior and I were close friends by the time we wrote that track, I was still quite nervous because I had done very little collaborative songwriting at that stage, very much a bedroom diary songwriter. And I've admired Lior's songwriting for a long time, so I was slightly terrified when we first sat down in a room together. Luckily, the creative process just takes over, and I enjoy singing with Lior so much that it very quickly became a really enjoyable process. And then, yeah, super exciting to play it to people. That's how a song really gets born.
I wake wishing I were alone in our bed, your breath warm upon my shoulder. I'd hope the morning would clear my head. Where will we be?
On ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales, the Something Old, Where Will We Be, the first duet that Lior and Dominey wrote together. They've got an EP out called Animal in Hiding, six tracks that they did write together. And you mentioned, Lior, just the tonality that works so well. People should go and listen and watch Gloria and the live recording, because the vocals take me back to Simon and Garfunkel, the Birds, that sort of era.
Yeah, that's right. There is a running joke amongst our friends that this project is actually Simone and Garfunkel because it's a male-female. but yeah, look, it is.
We'll
Dominic and I listen to a broad range of music, but I think we have a very special place in our heart for the folk icons of the 60s, just using a small world, meaning, you know, guitars, vocals, to tell a story and express something really beautiful and in an intimate and intricate world.
Dominic, tell me about Monsalva, where the live Gloria is shot. It looks like a beautiful place.
Yeah, look, it's totally gorgeous. It's a little old artist's colony that's on the outskirts of Melbourne. And we actually went in there, we took advantage of a break in between lockdowns and went in there in the winter and recorded in this beautiful old stone barn. I remember being wrapped up in blankets and I actually had a hot water bottle strapped to me as well, just because it was so chilly. But there's just something special about recording in a space that has that much history, and it brings something extra to the world of recording, I think.
And Lior, the first single, Gloria, very much a personal story for you.
Well, the story retells a real-life encounter I had with a beautiful elderly woman called Gloria in my local park walking my dog, and she approached me to ask me if I'd walk her home because it was getting dark, and you know, she didn't like to walk alone in the dark. And you know, I was frantic rush to get back home and cook dinner and everything, and it was, you know, and my mind straight away went, oh, look, this is a chore, but you know, I'll do it because it's the right thing to do. And so I started walking her home, and for the next 15 minutes, she serenaded me with these incredible stories of a remarkably colourful life. And I left it feeling enriched, and I thought my first impression or my reflex was to dismiss this encounter because she was old and almost that she'd have nothing to offer me. And the truth was the complete opposite. And so I was recalling this experience to Dominic, and I thought, you know, this is about first impressions. This is about dismissal.
Dominic, the track we're going to hear, The New Honest Mistake, tell me how that came about.
Essentially, it's about letting go of a relationship in which your partner wants you to be their saviour.
And it's beautiful. It builds through the song to then some great string arrangements, which, Lior, you're a sucker for strings.
total sucker for strings. So I mean, as soon as I had enough money, I got a string orchestra on my albums. Yeah. One of the things that characterised this EP is that whilst Dominic and I did our recording together, we then quickly snapped back into another lockdown, and so we had to find a way of completing it. Together with our producer, Lachlan Carrick, we approached musicians that we loved remotely and had to get them to do their parts and send them in. Lachlan suggested a beautiful string player and arranger, Jean Louise Parker, who's based in Berlin. Her parts were written and performed by her over in Berlin and phoned in.
Wow.
We got to make an EP that includes musicians we couldn't really have gotten in a room together.
So let's have a listen to something new from the EP Animal in Hiding. Here is Honest Mistake.
Love is finding someone who wants to own your troubles.
On ABC Radio, Sydney and New South Wales, Honest Mistake off the EP Animal in Hiding that was released from Lior and Dominic. We've got them both on the line beaming into the studio. Animal in Hiding refers to the fact that much of this was done in lockdown and the fear of going out. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually a funny one, Simon. We actually wrote Animal in Hiding before the pandemic hit. So it was sort of a prophetic seed rather than a reflection of the time. We were ahead of the curve.
Because I think you started writing in 2019 and then, Lior, as you were saying, lockdown hit. What was it like writing together on Zoom, or had you completed the songs by then?
Yeah, we're about halfway through writing the songs, and fortunately the skeletons of the songs were all there, so the details could be done over Zoom. I don't think we could have sat and really started writing from scratch. So fortunately we sort of had some momentum and a body of work already there, and we could log onto Zoom and start picking at the details.
Did that make it easier for you, Dominic, or was it a harder element to do?
It's definitely an element of complication, but I do just feel so grateful that we had the project actually during lockdown, because it's a really strange thing to be in your home and have all of your normal, everyone knows, all of your normal community and activities restricted so profoundly. So having this project and a sense of purpose and productivity really, really helped me through it personally as well as creatively.
And dare I tip my toe into the performing live and touring question, which often can be such a disappointing one to ask musicians in this current time?
Yeah, we were meant to have launched this project at Mona in the Great Hall there in Hobart, and we were looking forward to that. But then that got rescheduled about 17 times. It looks like all our touring will now happen next year.
We'll keep our eyes on both your websites. I'm intrigued, though, for something old, something new, something borrowed or blue. I'm not sure who, but one of you has selected a beautiful duet from Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding.
Yeah, that's a favourite of mine, although we both love the track. It's just, we both kind of took a look into beautiful duos when we were recording this project, just because that's what we're doing at the moment. And this is a particularly gorgeous track, and it's got a really interesting backstory to it, actually, because Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding actually dated. And this song was a song that Marlon wrote about their breakup, and he actually invited Aldous as his ex-partner to come and record and perform it with him, which I think is A, really ballsy move, but B, it gives the song something really special, like it's imbued with this real vulnerability and truth behind it.
And there's such a fragility in his vocal as well.
Isn't there? He's feeling some real pain. You can hear it.
Well, let's have a listen to Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore from Marlon Williams with Aldous Harding. Congratulations on a beautiful EP, the 5 tracks Animal in Hiding, out now wherever you download it. And Lior and Dominie, thanks for being a part of the weekend show.
Such a pleasure. Thanks, Simon.
Great to talk to you as always, Simon. Thank you.